So-called pleasures, when they go past a certain limit, become punishments. Seneca. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. So, there are a couple of things that can hinder a person's day-to-day life. And one of the big ones is the physical ailments or physical discomforts that we feel. And the other is the mental discomforts that we feel. And a lot of those things are outside of our control as far as when they happen to us. For example, if you bump your knee or you fall down and hurt yourself, you can't necessarily stop that pain immediately. You can, of course, take precautions and or necessary steps to alleviate that pain, but all else, it is completely outside of your control. And then same thing with the emotional discomforts. If there's a song that brings up a bad memory, you cannot control that emotion that arises within you, but you can control the judgments about them and the subsequent responses to those emotional responses. Now, as a practicing Stoic, we have to understand that the Stoics believed in mind over body, and the Stoics were thoroughly materialistic in their philosophy, believing that both mind and body are made of matter, and moreover, that everything in the universe is highly connected, including those two aspects of being human. And there is a sense in which even modern science tells us that changing the way we think about something alters the way we experience it physically. So, going back to that example of hitting your knee or falling, now you can't take it away or wish it away, and it's actually incredibly dangerous to even think that way. It has happened to you. It is happening to you. But it is true that everybody also reacts differently to them as well, but the Stoics would argue that sickness, pain, hinders the body, but not necessarily the will, and the will being that the mind. So, as a practicing Stoic, hurting yourself can put you in a bad headspace. And if you hurt yourself bad enough, you can be ruminating about it. Why did I do this? Why did I step this way? Why did this have to get in my way to the point where I fell? And then the pain is there, and then you're ruminating about the pain. Why does this hurt so bad? This pain needs to go away. And then, you know, you then get a short temper, and you start lashing out to your friends and family. You start lashing out to yourself. You start neglecting yourself. Those judgments, those responses are all within the will, the mind. Epictetus would often say that those hindrances are of the physical body, not of the mind. Therefore, leave those problems where they lie. Leave those problems with the body. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's definitely not easy if you're in pain and discomfort. However, you can be in pain. You can acknowledge that pain, and you can be aware of that pain and do everything in your power to relieve that pain. And you can also ensure that you are acting virtuously. And you can ensure that you are acting moderately, that you are being wise in your decision making, that you are being courageous in your actions, that you are acting justly with those around you. And it's an incredible test of willpower to be able to do that. But as a practicing Stoic, it can make all the difference for yourself mentally and for those around you. Now, even when it comes to the mental ailments that happen, a song comes on that reminds you of a bad time in life. You run into somebody that you don't want to run into, and those emotions start to rile you up. You get triggered during conversation with people, and that reminds you of something, and then now the response is you now feel bad. The response then is you kind of get in a down mood. Now, you can choose to acknowledge, of course, that emotional response is there, that you do feel bad because of this, that you do understand where and why those emotions are coming up. However, those responses should remain where they lie, in the body, in those emotional areas of the brain, but not in the will. That being, I can be in a bad mood because of what happened earlier, but I can still act virtuously. And again, it's incredibly difficult to do that. And we can do everything in our power to both prevent those things from even happening to us. But another alternative response is ensuring that we have an appropriate response to when those things do happen to us. So if you are a practicing Stoic, a good thing to remind yourself is repeat Epictetus's words whenever you do encounter something that is of physical pain and or mental and emotional pain, which is, this is a problem for the body, not of my will. And if you continue to remind yourself when you encounter these things in day-to-day life, it can really change your perspective on the outlook of your life moving forward in that moment. So I encourage all of you, my fellow Stoics, to remind yourselves throughout the day when you do encounter something, or if you are currently encountering something. I myself am having a bit of a bad back day. So I have to continuously remind myself, this is a problem for the body, not of my will. That doesn't mean, of course, to give up on the physical ailments, on the mental ailments, on the emotional ailments that you are experiencing. No. It just means that you can still act virtuously, that you can still choose to be a good human being. Of course, address your issues. Put some ice on your physical ailments. Don't ignore them. Go to the doctor if necessary. Do all that you can for whatever it is that you're encountering. If it's emotional and mental, write it out. Journal about it. Do all that you can about it. But you can do all of that simultaneously while being a good human. So, again, I encourage all of you to remind yourself of Epictetus's word. This is a problem for the body, not of the mind. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.